Here's one for the books. A council who listens or at least learns from their mistakes. Last year, Tauranga City Council, right, made you pay to park in the city. Didn't work. People didn't come to town. So now it's free parking weekends and after five on weekdays. General Manager of City Development and Partnerships at Tauranga City Council, Gareth Wallace, is with us. Gareth, morning to you.
Atamare, Mike.
Now, the people have spoken. Is that what it boils down to?
Look, we brought in free parking during COVID to try and give a lifeline to the city centre. That did bring people into the city centre, but largely to work, and they obviously took advantage of a free car park in front of the shops, and that was all good for them. But what that did was drive away people that were looking to come in for a retail or an F&B dining experience, because all of the parks were used up by people that were working. So, okay. We've looked to make a change.
So text from Tauranga, downtown Tauranga, Mike, has next to no retail left. Most have left as the council's blind to providing more parking. There are too many orange cones on all access roads, a bit late for the council. You say what?
It's a fair point. There's a lot of growth and development going on in our city centre at the moment. So the council's committed to a revitalisation of our city centre to create a beating heart for Tauranga once again. And with that comes a little bit of short-term pain, which is, evidenced by orange road cones on the road, exactly like the text said.
The problem with the malls is that when they're giving free parking, downtown's never going to win, are they? If you're going to charge.
Yeah, and that's a trend all around the world where city centres are struggling because of the growth and development of, the retail mall experience. So what do we do and what do we create that is a point of difference to, in Tauranga, places like Bayfair and The Crossing?
Okay. All right, and so this is permanent. You're going to change your mind again. By the way, the 5 p.m. thing worries me. So free parking weekends, I get. After 5 p.m. weekdays, do people not want to shop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, they do. At this stage, it was a nod to supporting the F&B food and beverage offering in the city.
Right.
So people coming in at the end of the day, parking for free, and grabbing a meal before heading home. And so we'll try that and see how that goes, and see if that drives up footfall and retail trade. See how it goes, and if it doesn't work, we'll try something different.
Good stuff, Gareth. Appreciate your time. Gareth Wallace, General Manager of City Development and Partnerships at Tauranga City Council.